Now, will you notice what Paul is saying in chapter 3, verse 1? What advantage then hath the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? The word profit here means actually that which is surplus, that which is above, that which is excess. And the question now has to do with the outward badge of God's special covenant with the Jew, circumcision. Now, it looks as if Paul is in danger of erasing a distinction which God made. Now, the question is, if Jew and Gentile are on the same footing before God, what then was the supposed advantage of the Jew, and what good is circumcision? Now, let me give you a statement of Dr. James Stifler. He says, if circumcision in itself does not give righteousness, if uncircumcision does not preclude it, what profit was there ever in it? A distinction that God made among men seems, after all, not to be. Now, this is the same question I think that you hear today. I get it because of the gospel that I preach that says church membership has no advantage for salvation. Any rite or ritual you go through is meaningless as far as salvation is concerned. God has the world shut up to a cross. He's not asking you to join anything or do anything. What God is asking the lost sinner to do is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he shall be saved. And until he answers that question, then God hasn't anything else to say to man. Now, after he's saved, then God will talk to him about church membership, I think, and talk to him also about baptism. And so people say, well, doesn't my church, my creed, my membership, my baptism help toward my salvation? The answer is no. It doesn't help you toward salvation. But if you are saved, then these things are a badge, and these things are a means of communicating to the world who you are. But if you're not measuring up, then your church membership and your baptism is a disgrace, actually. And instead of being sacred, it becomes profane.